Welcome to this podcast from the Medical Journal of Australia. My name is Sam Hunt, the MJA's news and online editor. Today we are discussing the use of 3D printing in limb reconstruction and deformity correction. My special guest is Dr. Mustafa Altahir, an orthopaedic surgeon at Macquarie University Hospital, which sponsored this podcast. Dr. Altahir, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Altahir, I'll begin by asking, how widespread is the use of 3D printing in deformity correction at the moment in Australia?
Currently, 3D printing is available in Australia as a technology, but it is still limited to some very bread and butter type of procedures. So there's a lot of 3D printing associated with arthroplasty, for example, that involves hip, knee, ankle and shoulder surgery. And that is something that's been around for a decade or so. It's not something that is often produced locally. It's often produced by the companies that manufacturers. And there are companies locally that do make some 3D printed guides for arthroplasty locally. But in general, 3D printed guides are usually for more stock standard procedures.
And Dr. Altahir, I believe there's a growing role for orthopaedic surgeons in being involved directly in the 3D printing.
There is now a trend towards more deformity correction niche type of product in the 3D printing field. And orthopaedic surgeons are coming to the table in terms of liaising with companies and manufacturers in the process of trying to look at deformities in a more accurate way and utilizing 3D modeling. And then as a consequence, then using some 3D printed guides to make the surgeries associated with that more accurate. As a limb reconstruction center, because the patients are coming with multi-level deformities and they have problems that benefit from this technology, we are then able to incorporate that into our day-to-day work. And so a patient can present to our clinic an hour earlier than their appointment, have their scans done. The engineer will take about half an hour to do the 3D modeling. And then we will have that available in real time to present to the patient in the clinic setting. And we can then analyze it with them, use that as an adjunct to looking at their clinical presentation and their problem.
And then you can design a custom implant.
The flow-on effect is we can then design custom 3D printed guides or bone models or implants that are relevant to the patient to make their surgery much more accurate, reproducible, time efficient, and ultimately provide them with a better outcome, hopefully.
And how important is imaging when you're designing these 3D printed implants?
We're in a unique position at Macquarie University Hospital as part of our limb reconstruction center, where we have the gamut of imaging options available to us that we can then use in conjunction with the 3D modeling, segmentation and design process. So we have, in addition to traditional CT scanning, you have metal artifact reduction CT scanning, which is becoming available widely in Australia, which provides us the ability to get CT scans in the setting where patients already have implants and there's a lot of scatter. We can use MRI, which we have available to segment. So you can actually use MRI imaging to do that segmentation process. But the other unique things are we've got an EOS Edge machine. Now that EOS Edge machine is a very good screening tool for limb deformity patients from both the spine point of view and the lower limb point of view. And it gives us the ability to get a very detailed reports on parameters such as limb length discrepancy, femoral neck shaft angle, femoral version, tibial torsion, femoral tibial rotation, mechanical lateral distal femoral angle, and the like. So all the parameters that we need.
And Dr. Altahir, you also have the ability to do weight-bearing CT scans.
We have a PETCAT weight-bearing CT. Now, that is a very unique device. We're currently, it's available at Macquarie University Hospital. It's a device that allows us to get a standing CT scan from the lower spine all the way down to the foot. That makes a huge difference with our ability to do deformity analysis because as most doctors would be aware, weight-bearing x-rays, weight-bearing imaging is much more accurate and gives us a lot more information than non-weight-bearing images in the ability to assess deformity. So as an example, if a patient presents to an orthopedic surgeon with a pelvic x-ray, if it's a non-weight-bearing x-ray, a patient could have quite significant arthritis of their hip joint, for example, and it may not necessarily show all that clearly. We use weight-bearing x-ray on a daily basis, and it goes from the lower spine all the way down. It allows us to get weight-bearing scans for hip pathology, knee pathology, foot and ankle pathology. It allows us to accurately assess that pathology because radiographs, as everyone is aware, have their limitations. It depends on what angle a radiographer positions the limb in. That will then determine what information you can extrapolate from the imaging. However, if you have the ability to move that around in real time as a weight-bearing scan in 3D, it increases your ability to accurately diagnose deformities. And that's the resource we have currently at Macquarie University Hospital. So it's a new machine that's been installed.
And Dr. Altahir, when you're doing the 3D printing, what are you making the implants out of? What are the materials?
So there are a large variety of materials that are available. It depends on the type of printer. So there are 3D printers that are filament printers. There are resin printers. Those are the printers that provide the guides. The most common guides are basically nylon, essentially, because those are sterilizable. They are easy to clean. They don't deform. They don't shatter. And they can be used in theater safely. They're biocompatible. There are other biocompatible resins that are available. And so there are, we've got, you know, the nylon printer, we've got biocompatible resins with other 3D printers. So we use those for the custom guides that we use for patients. We also have 3D printers for rapid prototyping. Those are different materials and you've got different material strengths that you need to use. So if you need to, let's say, produce something that's similar to bone quality versus if you want something that's quite strong and you're using that to test strength. And then we've got the more niche side of things, which is the 3D printed metal. The 3D printed metal is a titanium printer.
My special guest today is Dr. Mustafa Altahir, an orthopedic surgeon at Macquarie University Hospital, and we're discussing 3D printing and its uses in limb reconstruction and deformity correction. Dr. Altahir, I can really tell that this is a passion of yours. How did it all begin?
Well, I probably sound like a nerd or a geek, whatever you want to call it, but I used to love doing 3D design. When I was young, I used to like working with, software like 3D Max Studio and AutoCAD and, you know, the like, and designing things just because I could, any kind of abstract designs or car design or things along those lines. And so I was very attracted to the idea or the concept of designing things. Getting into this field was more serendipity.
And Dr. Altahir, it sounds like you've really been on the front line of the development of 3D printing, both professionally and personally. For doctors listening to this podcast who would like a little bit more information about how 3D printing works, can you talk me through the process?
The printers went from being very expensive to now being very cheap, readily available. There are printers that you can use to then 3D print another printer to make you more printers, to then print more printers and use them to print things. So it has advanced quite rapidly, and you can buy printers in the home to do 3D printing There are software that are available which are open source, which allows people to utilize the 3D printing process in the home even. So 3D printing has advanced quite rapidly in the last decade or so. In the field of medicine, it has been taken up, as I mentioned, but it's not a process that has matured yet.
And Dr. Alter here, where do you see all of this going? What's next for medicine and 3D printing?
I think what I envisage in the future of 3D printing, especially in the field of orthopedics, is that we will have the point of care printers. So you will have hospital-based 3D printers, hospital-based software available, and orthopedic surgeons and other clinicians essentially utilizing that software themselves to come up with diagnoses and use that as an adjunct to their patient assessment and investigation and come up with management solutions, but also not only using bone models, but also creating guides to make surgeries more accurate. But I think there is a long way to go. And I think point of care printing is the future of the field of 3D printing. And I think even in the future, the idea of custom patient-specific implants, especially in the field of complex trauma, where patients present and, you know, the operations can be quite difficult, time-consuming. If you can plan, design, manufacture on the fly through a rapid process and then deploy that as part of your management repertoire, surgical treatment for patients with complex presentations, then it's going to benefit patients significantly. I think that that's the future. It's going to be a little while before we get to that point.
And lastly, Dr. Alter here, are there any other areas of medicine where you've seen 3D printing taken up?
I think there are centers around the world, especially in other fields, not orthopedics, in the maxillofacial surgery where this and dental surgery where I think 3D printing is a lot more mature and more readily available. And I think we can learn from them. I mean, it's amazing what can be done with 3D printing. You can now print organs. You can print, you know, kidneys. You can print sort of cardiovascular things. There are things that are quite amazing that are being 3D printed currently. The potential for 3D printing is basically infinite. What do they say? The sky is the limit.
Yes, it sounds like the sky is the limit. Dr. Mustafa Alter here, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Dr. Mustafa Alter here is an orthopedic surgeon at Macquarie University Hospital, which sponsored this podcast. You can find more podcasts from the Medical Journal of Australia on our website at mja.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.